Hey everyone, I know you've heard me speak about microdosing and how much I love it. And I'm talking about microdosing THC. I love it. And that's why I love our sponsor, microdose.com. Microdose gummies are incredible. They deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC that help you feel just the right amount of good. And when I mean just the right amount of good, I mean in so many situations. Anxiety, sleep, focus, pain, relaxation. There are so many different strains and they're really helpful. And I have recommended microdose.com to so many people. And you know what they say to me? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Don't be afraid of microdosing. Go to microdose.com and you'll learn all about microdosing THC. These gummies feel amazing. They taste amazing. I have used them to get me into the zone I need to write. I've used them at night after a stressful day or a stressful show to relax. I have also said to family members, please take a gummy right now. And they've said, oh, good idea. So check it out. Check it out because they're fantastic. And I'm not like a big weed person. I mean, I used to be. And I do enjoy weed every now and then. But I love these gummies. And I take them with me everywhere. So check it out. Don't be afraid. They're all natural. They're fantastic. And you deserve it. So what are you going to do? You're going to do something that is fantastic. You're going to get 30% off your first order. 30% off. That's a lot. Plus free shipping today at microdose.com. Use promo code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD. It's available nationwide. They deliver it to your door. That is microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD for 30% off and free shipping. Do it. Go to microdose.com. Promo code JUDYGOLD. You deserve it. You deserve it. And you know what else? You're welcome.
Tropfen's been raining off my cup. Pink via deckables to see Kalein fire them to up. Gate me canes a flint. The drop.
Hey everyone, welcome to Kill Me Now with Judy Gold. I am your host with the mostest, Judy Gold. And today is one of my rants. This week I am ranting. It is Thanksgiving. It is Thanksgiving week. And I would tell you right now all of the gigs I have coming. I do actually, let me tell you a couple of gigs I have coming up. First of all, I am going to be out of commission. I am recording this hours, actually 12 hours before my total knee replacement surgery, okay? So I'm a little freaking out right now, okay? So that's that. And my next gig, my next big gig, we are doing a live podcast with Modi at the Midnight Theater on December 12th. It is selling out. So get your tickets. It's on my website, judygold.com. And I am doing the South Orange Performing Arts Center with Liz Glazer. Oh, I got it. Oh, and I didn't even hit it for Modi. With Liz Glazer and with John Fish on December 16th, which is going to be a fucking fantastic show. That's in South Orange, New Jersey, and just added to my schedule, Christmas Day at Stand Up New York, a very Judy Christmas, JEWDY. So that's what I have on the sketch, and I have other gigs coming in January, January 19 and 20. I am at Off Cabot in Massachusetts, which I have to look up exactly. Where the hell that club is? Let me look it up. It is Off Cabot. So it's not on Cabot. Oh God, I am funny. It's in Beverly, Massachusetts. Beverly, which is a woman's name. It is a comedy club in Beverly, Massachusetts. So I'm looking forward to that because I do enjoy the New England. As you know, I do have a home in Provincetown. Okay, so that's that. There's so much to talk about this week. I wanted to let you know, as you know, last week was my birthday, November 15th, and I am 61 years old. I can't fucking believe it. Let me just tell you something. It is so weird being this age because you're at an age when you remember your parents vividly at that age. You know, I'm at an age when I remember my parents at this age, and you were thinking they were older, you know, and it's fucking amazing. You don't feel old. You never feel old in your head. You feel it in your body, but you never wake up and are like, you know what? I'm fucking old. I mean, you do. You don't wake up until you look in the fucking mirror. I can't believe I've said fuck so much already. But until you look in the mirror, you don't really think you're old. You just get up and you're like, oh. And I can't believe how many decades have gone by. But I am freaking out a little bit about my knee replacement, but it's going to be fine. And I'm excited for the anesthesia, but it's going to be a full-time job getting your knee replaced because it's just physical therapy and it's a lot. It's a lot. So, and I'm trying to like write down everything so I remember when I come out of the anesthesia, all the shit I have to do. So that's that. I wanted to say thank you to Elisa. We went to, I have to tell you, we went to this really great restaurant on my birthday called Sicily. It's on West 46th Street, and that is Restaurant Row in New York City. If you don't know, Restaurant Row on 46th between 8th and 9th are a whole bunch of like amazing restaurants. Joe Allen is there, Orso's there, Becco's there. There's a whole bunch of restaurants. And I found this newish restaurant. It's new. It's called Sicily. And I was looking to, you know, I wanted to eat on Restaurant Row and I wanted to eat in a new place that I hadn't been to before. So I find this place, it's got great reviews. So I look it up. I go to the website. I always do that. I don't know if you do this, but like, I really do investigative journalism for myself, you know, when I want to go somewhere, when, you know, I really look up stuff. So anyway, I find this restaurant and I'm like, oh, it has good reviews. Let me look at it, look to hear, you know, just read about what it's about. So it turns out the owner grew up on a kibbutz in northern Israel. And I was like, I am going to go support this restaurant. It has great reviews, as I mentioned 400 times. I'm on my own fucking nerves right now. So we went and the food was delicious. And he came out, the owner, chef, and he came out and he was talking to a table. So I, of course, big mouth Jew, said, oh, hi. I looked up his name and everything. So I said, you know, I said, hi, I'm Judy Gold. This is my lover, Elisa Dawn Halpern. And, you know, we came here because we read about this place and you grew up on a kibbutz. And I said, well, kibbutz. And then I started talking to him about my brother-in-law who grew up on a kibbutz and the name of the kibbutz. And he said to me, which was so, well, he didn't say it to me. He said it to both Elisa and I. He said, you know, in my entire life, I have never, ever, and let me just say something. This is a Jewish guy who grew up in a kibbutz and is a chef, owner of this great restaurant. And he's, you know, like every chef that you see on every chef TV show, he's tatted all over. But he said to us, he was standing at the table and he said, you know, I have never in my entire life, growing up in Israel, growing up on a kibbutz, worn anything that said I was Jewish, you know, and he pulled out his Star of David and he said, but since October 7th, I have not taken this off. And I have to say, it feels different. I hear you. I wear mine all the time. Although Henry is concerned that I wear my Star of David, but I'm not going to hide. And I am very proud of who I am. And, you know, it is, you know, my parents got me this star when I was, I think, 12 years old, and they went to Israel and they bought me this, and I wore it in high school. And then I didn't wear it again for a very long time until recently. I looked at it and I was like, this is a beautiful star and I really love it. And I started wearing it before October 7th. I started wearing it when anti-Semitism was increasing and it was getting worse. And I decided, you know what? I'm going to take my little chai off that no one sees, and I'm going to put this on. You know, it definitely, I got to tell you, and I know that I have a lot of Jewish listeners, but it feels different. And the other thing that is really, really crazy is that, you know, except I didn't work on my birthday. We went to see Harmony, which was great, which is the Barry Manilow. He wrote it with, I told you about this last week. But anyway, we went to see it and it was great. And, you know, again, a Jewish theme, Holocaust, Jews dead, dead Jews, and anti-Semitism. But I noticed that, and doing Jewish jokes in a comedy club is a different experience now. I'm getting different reactions. Just saying you're a Jew gets a different reaction. Hey, everybody. If you know me, you know I love my liquid IV, and I love giving it to people and telling people about it. And it's part of my everyday life. I keep hydrated with liquid IV. I put it in my water bottle. Well, I have this one water bottle that I use only for liquid IV. And I put lots of ice in it and cold water because I like it very cold. And it keeps me hydrated and it's delicious. So thank you, Liquid IV. And I have to tell you, I've now given it to my son's girlfriend because, you know, they go out partying. You know what I'm talking about. And it has helped her immensely with her dehydration. That it's great for those nights where you know you're going to be having a few drinks. It's delicious. It comes in pear, white peach, grape, lemon lime. Also, there's a lemon ginger one that is great that has a little caffeine. I just love Liquid IV. And you need to keep hydrated. It's very important. It affects you on so many levels. So do yourself a favor. Keep hydrated in the best way possible. Some people hydrate to live. Some people live to hydrate. I think I live to hydrate. Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. It has 3 times the electrolytes of leading sports drinks, 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. And this is true. They have a sugar-free stick. They have Liquid IV sugar-free that Elisa, my lover, loves. I don't use the sugar-free. Whatever. But it's also been great for my traveling because I get very dehydrated on my airplane flights. So please, you've heard me say this multiple times. Go get your Liquid IV. You have to keep hydrated. It's very important. So however you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code JUDYGOLD at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code JUDYGOLD, J-U-D-Y-G-O-L-D, at liquidiv.com. You're welcome. So I shot a movie this week, an indie film, and it was great. I have to say, you know, my manager and agent were like, you know,
it's no money, and it's an indie film, and you don't need to do that. And I was like, you know what? I like to work, and you never know who you're going to work with. And I worked with these amazing people and a lot of young people who are working and producing and writing. And it was a Jewish film. It's a Jewish queer film. I can't really talk about it, but being around, you know, a script that is about something Jewish with a lot of queer people in it, it was healing. And it was all we talked about. It is what has happened in this world, or in my life, and I think in most Jews' life, is that this is what is on our minds all the time. And it is something we cannot avoid and we cannot stop talking about. And we are heartbroken. And yes, we don't want any innocent people dying. We don't want Palestinian children and women and men. We don't want that happening. Of course not. We are a people that has been, and, you know, it's like everything you say, I could say, you know, we're a people that have been persecuted, and we're a people who have been, you know, nomads because we've been kicked out of everything. You know, whatever you say, at this point, someone is there, right there, to say, but what about them? And what about these people? And what about those people? And it's like, yeah, but I'm allowed to say that this is what I'm feeling, and this is what is happening to my people, and it's happened multiple times before, and it is never again. Again, it's right now, is never again. And so this constant, I mean, the fact that there were Nazis walking in Wisconsin, and they cover their fucking faces. They're such fucking cowards. I mean, the real Nazis didn't cover their faces, but these people cover their faces because they're dumb cowards. And here's the thing. I don't care what you say, and I'm telling you as a Jew, okay, this is pure, unadulterated anti-Semitism. We can say anything. You can say anything about, oh, you know, I'm anti-Israel and I'm anti-Zionist. And this has opened up Pandora's box. Like, this is like, it was all cooking underneath, but it wasn't okay to say. And now they've all come out. They're all free to be anti-Semitic and hate Jews. And that is what is happening. And you know what? Yes, we were there. Jews were there during the civil rights movement. Jews have always stuck up for the underdog, have always marched, have always been there for other marginalized people. We have always spoken up for other marginalized people. Always. It's part of who we are. It's part of Tikkun Olam, healing the world. And yet, we know, I see now who is there for us. And you know what? It's not a lot of people. And it's really fucking sad. And you hate Israel so much, then you can live without all of the contributions Israel has made. I know I've said this 1,000 times. But you know what? We are a very small group of people, and we have contributed a lot to the world at large. We have, you know, I mean Jews, and Israel. Let's just talk about Israel. Created your cell phone technology, created clean water. We, you know, there's so many. You know what? I'm going to read off some things that Israel, okay, contributions to the world. They have one for science and technology, but all right. Okay. They invented the sniff phone, a device that can smell disease. They invented ReWalk, a battery-packed exoskeleton. This is an amazing invention that came out of Israel. The pill cam, which is a swallowable medical camera so that you can see internally. Okay? The stent, the fucking stent, the flexible stent for your heart. Okay? Developed in Israel. The firewall, the original protection against malware, invented in Israel. All these people who hate the Jews, don't get a stent. Don't use your cell phone. Don't use Waze. Okay? ReWalk is a battery-packed exoskeleton, okay? It is one of the greatest Israeli inventions in the field of science. It allows the user to stand upright, walk, and even climb stairs. Okay? For a paraplegic. The robot receives movement signals from a wristwatch and is powered by a backpack battery. It is for people who are paraplegics. Instant messenger. Israel. The first USB drive. Israel. A desert-friendly irrigation system. Okay? For arid climates. Okay? Listen to this. For decades, farmers in Israel struggled to grow crops in the country's arid desert climate. Things changed for the better in 1965 when engineer Simcha Blass had a Newtonian moment while observing two adjacent trees. One was large, the other small, leading Blass to discover a tiny crack in the water pipe next to the bigger tree. This was enough for him to realize that a few regular drips of water are enough to make a huge difference in plant growth. And so micro-irrigation was born. He designed a pipe that would drip water onto crops, making it possible to grow them while using a limited amount of water. By 1967, Netafim, literally meaning drops of water, had improved crop yields by 70% in the Arava Desert in Israel, all while reducing water usage in the region by 5%. The technology soon spread across the country and across the globe. It is now in Netafim is in 110 countries and has revitalized more than 24.7 million acres of land. Okay? WaterGen is a clean drinking water out of thin air using nothing more than a portable generator. It extracts humidity from the air. It creates water. Mobileye, life-saving AI. Okay? This car technology was developed in 1999 by Amnon Shashua, who, with his business partner, Ziv Aviram, turned his academic thesis on machine learning into a reality by developing algorithms that would allow a tiny camera placed in cars to alert drivers of potential hazards, such as pedestrians or steering out of the lane. Okay? Waze. It's unbelievable. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. We are good people. I mean, yes, there are some assholes. And yes, there are, of course. I mean, there's the Jeffrey Epsteins. There's the, you know, what's his name? Who, Madoff. You know, it's Sam Blankman Fried, whatever. There's some assholes. Okay? But we are good people. And we believe in helping the world and leaving the world in better condition than it was given to us. And you, all you fucking anti, and just not Tony. I mean, what about the arts? Oh my God. Arts. Let's look up that. Okay. Israel, a Jewish composers. Let's just look up composers. George Gershwin, Philip Glass, Felix Mendelssohn. I should do this. Mahler, Irving Berlin. I mean, it's amazing. Carole King, Billy Joel. I mean, Neil Diamond, Julie Stein. Do you understand? What about Barbara Streisand? Okay. Barbara Streisand is one of the most talented human beings on earth. Jew. Okay. There's so many artists, writers. Now let's look under Nobel Prizes. Okay. I just want to say, as I've said many times, we are 0.2% of the population, 0.2% of the population of the world. That is 0.2%. Okay? We represent 22% of all Nobel Prize recipients. Okay? At least 214 Jews have been awarded the Nobel Prize. Okay? We are not slackers. Yes, some of us are slackers. Yes, some of us are. But we are, you know, like, that is what fucking pisses me off. Hey, everyone, I have a new sponsor and I love them. They're called OneSkin. OneSkin. And what is OneSkin? It is skincare. Skincare that is simple. I guess that's the perfect word. It's simple. It you don't have to put on 18,000 products while you're like dying to get in bed. OneSkin was founded by 4 PhDs dedicated to skin longevity. And this stuff proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their supplements, they're topical, and they make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without putting all that other shit, I said shit, on your face. And the secret of OneSkin is their OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent, did you like that? Senescent cells, those little cells that contribute to skin aging. And the fewer amount of cells that they're called zombie cells, that means healthier, younger looking skin, fewer wrinkles, fewer lines, reduced age spots, natural barrier. And that is very important, especially now it's spring and summer and you're going to be out in the sun. So, you know, you love your skin, so do something for it. Return it the favor of having skin and treat it nicely. Does that make sense? Well, so I'm very excited about OneSkin. And I haven't gotten my product yet, but I am really, really, really looking forward. So I'm going to be giving you an update on my skin, but you should do it with me. For a limited time, our listeners will get an exclusive 15% off their first OneSkin purchase using the code JUDYGOLD, JUDYGOLD, when you check out at oneskin.co. That's oneskin.co. And it's oneskin.co. You really, really need to invest in your skin. It's very important. So OneSkin, you're going to do this today. You're going to go to oneskin.co. It is more than skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code JUDYGOLD at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code JUDYGOLD. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. You're welcome. Let's go to the situation in Israel and the Gaza Strip and all the other nations around there that won't help the Palestinians at all. And Israel should, it's like, Israel, you know, there was a ceasefire on October 6th and they want a ceasefire. I get it. I understand. I understand that people are really upset about what is happening. But Israel has, yes, Israel has a right to defend itself. I'm going to say it. They have a right to defend themselves. We are, you know, I don't think people understand that when you are Jewish, you are born into generational trauma. You are born into it, all of us, every single one of us. You cannot escape it. Okay, I didn't really want to go off on this, but I'm fucking sick of the anti-Semitism. I'm fucking sick of people taking posters down as if they're doing something helpful. Okay? I'm sick of, you know, Israel's genocide? Are you kidding? There's more Palestinians than there were in 2005 when Israel left. So they're not committing genocide. Let's, people, read a fucking book. Okay. So there's that. There's, and it's sad. It's sad. There's people that have been silent that I know I feel differently about. And I know so many of my friends, of my Jewish friends, who are like, you know what? I've lost a lot of friends because they were silent. I get it. You know, you really see how the Holocaust happened. Because, you know, I think a lot of you, if you're new listeners, might not know that I interviewed a Holocaust survivor last year or the year before. I have to look at the date. Because I have no sense of time anymore because of COVID. And she predicted this. She was talking about the climate, the current climate, and how it reminded her of growing up in Poland. It's sad. It's fucking sad and it's awful. So cut the fucking shit. And you're not an expert on the Middle East. Sorry. Sorry, I know that you think you know everything, but read a fucking book, do your due diligence before you have your stupid fucking opinion that no one even cares about, okay? I can't believe how many people are weighing in on this, you know? I go on Instagram or whatever, and I see these people, well, you know, I haven't been talking about it, and let me just tell you what I think. No, we don't care what you fucking think. No one cares what you think. Oh, it's just so fucking annoying. And there have been genocides going on all over the world for years and years, and no one's said anything. And now all of a sudden, I can't. And yes, I believe in a two-state solution, and I don't want innocent lives lost, okay? I'm a human fucking being. All right, I'm a human being. I'm not fucking. So that's that. But the climate, it's bad. It's bad, and I'm not going to shut up about it. And I'm not going to stop talking about it because it needs to be spoken about. And everyone can keep sending me their opinions. Hey, look at this. Hey, look at that. And I want you to know that I do my due diligence. I read. I don't watch, one news station all the time. I kind of stopped watching a lot of, I can't even have it on anymore because A, you know, it's the same shit over and over again. But at this point, the news is reported before the facts are. Talk about due diligence. You know, the New York Times, I don't know what to do. Do I get rid of my New York Times? I was going to say prescription instead of subscription because I'm getting my knee replaced and all I'm thinking about is drugs and, oh boy. But yeah, what do I do about the New York Times, which I mean, forever been a subscriber, but I really hate their reporting. What happened to good journalism? I think the great journalism is happening in local papers and local news. So that's that. And I want to say, Ben, my son Henry, who I'm proud of both of them, Ben had some great games. Trinity Bants, the Bantams are doing really well. They won a tournament this weekend. We drove to Dartmouth, Mass. I wanted to kill myself. It was 4 hours to get there and 4 hours to get home. And, but it was so great to see him play. But I really can't sit in the fucking car anymore. And I have decided, okay, everyone, I have never had a luxury car ever in my life. And now I'm 61 and I'm not driving the kids around and they're not puking in the car. Ben always puked in the car. And I think next year, when my lease is up, I'm going to get a luxury car. It's going to be an SUV. I don't know what kind. You can write to me and tell me, but I want it to be so fucking comfortable with an amazing sound system. I want to be able to, like when Elise is driving, I want to be able to sleep comfortably. I want heated everything. I want everything. I've never had that. And I drive a lot. And I deserve it, don't I? So let me know what you think. What else do I have to tell you? I'm sorry I went. You know what? I'm not sorry. I'm sorry that I have to go off on this shit because of ignorant, willful ignorance and dumb people. This is what happens when you dumb down your citizens. When education is, you know, no money's put into public education. And, you know, it's not good. It's not good and it's scary. It's scary. So, and we've been here before, and that's why it's even scarier, because we know what can happen. We're not even at the number of Jews before the Holocaust. We haven't even gotten to that number. We are such a small population. Leave us the fuck alone. All we do is try to make your lives better. That's what we do. Okay, not all of us, but most of us. And we're good people. Okay, and again, some of us are assholes. But here we are again. Again and again and again. So I thank you all for listening this week. I also want to say, you know, it is Thanksgiving and we talk about Indigenous people. And yes, it's like we came and took over this land. Other people were on it, living on it way before us. And we came and took it. And we're going to eat like fucking pigs, right? And you know what? The Jews were there first. They were there first, okay? And that's the land that the Jews are indigenous to. And it's just a fact. And you can argue it. I mean, we now argue facts. People now see videos or experience things. And it's like we are in the land of gaslighting. That didn't happen. What are you talking about? It's unbelievable. I don't know what's happened. Okay. So I just want to let everyone know before I go, my apartment looks like a little bit like the Hebrew Home for the Aged. Like we put on the handicap. Well, it's a toilet seat. It lifts up the toilet seat and has two little things you can grab on. I mean, I'm really Hebrew Home for the Aged. And they also told me to get like a little chair for the shower, but I couldn't do it because it was too, you know, like when someone dies and then the police or the super go in the apartment and there's the fucking chair in the shower. That's why I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I was like, no, I'm not having one of those white chairs in my fucking shower. But I did get the toilet seat extender thing with the arms, which, by the way, I just want to keep on there because you know what? Toilet seats are too low. I am tall. They're too fucking low. And that's why I go in the hand. I think I told you this already. That's why I go in the handicapped bathroom. Because I can sit on the fucking, I literally am afraid when I go in a public bathroom that I'm not going to be able to get off the toilet. So fucking low. Yeah, so that's that. So, yeah, we're clearing out the space. And I'm really nervous. But next week, I will let you know how I'm doing. And, you know, it's hopefully it's going to be better than last time. I want you all to have wonderful Thanksgivings and whatever you're doing. And let's pray for peace and let's pray for the release of these hostages. Please, God, these poor kids. And we don't know. And that's the hardest part, not knowing. So that's it. I don't know what else to tell you. It's just fucking depressing time. Yeah, this was really uplifting. Oh, God. Anyway, I'm going to go night-night. I haven't eaten. I couldn't eat afternoon. And I waited till like 1:32. But don't tell them. I figured, you know what? It says you can't eat afternoon. And then they tell you what time your surgery is. So if my surgery was at 7 a.m., I still couldn't have eaten afternoon. But it's at 12:15. So, you know, but I'm going to tell them. I ate at noon because, as the guy at Barney Greengrass said, it's noon somewhere. Anyway, be well, travel safe, enjoy your families, enjoy your friends, enjoy your loved ones, pray for peace, pray for the release of these hostages, please, in good health. And thank you so much for listening to the end. Did you just hear? That was literally my stomach growling. I don't know if you heard that. And that's all I have to say. And as we always say, oh, I forgot to say, I forgot to give my kudos to all the people who work on the podcast. Produced by Laura Vogel. Edited by Colin Schmeling. Marketed, scheduled, everything else by Brittany Jo Sowards Richmond. And let me tell you, we have a live podcast on December 12th in New York City with Modi, and it's going to be fucking great, and it's selling out, so get your fucking tickets. And I will have a new knee tomorrow. Wish me luck, and as we always say, so long!